Hi, I'm Emily Homner with WCD Agricultural Management in Lampasas, Texas. You're listening to the latest news in Texas agriculture on Texas Ag Today.
This is Texas Ag Today, the number one source for the latest news in Texas agriculture. The largest and most experienced farm news team in the Lone Star State covers it all. From the piney woods of East Texas to the rocky ranges of the Trans-Pecos, and from the Panhandle down to the Rio Grande Valley. Here's today's top stories.
Texans are working together to help those impacted by wildfire. We'll have that story coming up.
The rising popularity of beef-on-dairy crossbreeding has benefited both dairies and feed yards in the Texas High Plains. I'm James Hunt, and we'll talk about that on Texas Ag Today.
The value of livestock competition for youth at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I'm Tom Nicoletti, and we'll go to the largest stock show in the state of Texas straight ahead on Texas Ag Today.
The SEC has removed a provision that could hurt farmers and ranchers. We'll have that story coming up on today's edition of Texas Ag Today.
Now, here's the host of Texas Ag Today, Jessica Domel.
Hello, Texas, and welcome back to another exciting edition of Texas Ag Today. Whether you're listening to us from a tractor cab, tractor trailer, or the front seat of a pickup truck, we've got the latest news in Texas agriculture just for you. So buckle up, it's time to explore the news from the Lone Star State. Texans are working together to help those impacted by the wildfires that burned over 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle. Kerry Martin has that report.
Aid is coming in from all over to help Texas ranchers burned out by the recent wildfires. Matt and Shelby Baugh of Gainesville, Texas, decided to put together their own convoy of rescue supplies. They made a recent trip to the devastated area to deliver hay, feed, fencing materials, and anything else their community donated.
We had 9 trucks total. We took over 100 round bells. I think it was, 110 round bells. And then we took 40 big alfalfa square bells. We took 4 pallets of wire, 400 T-posts, milk replacer, a lot of leather gloves. We took some baby wipes, some cubes, and some syrup tubs, and a couple water troughs.
Shelby says she was shocked to see how many farmers and ranchers are helping their Texas neighbors in need.
When we turned on the highway at Childress, we turned onto Highway 83 headed north to Canadian, and I expected to see some more trailers, but we got maybe a mile up the highway, and as far as you could see, there were trucks with trailers loaded down, semi after semi, pickup after pickup. I mean, I think at one point there were, what I could count, 12 in front of us, and we were number 2 in line for us, and there were 9 of us. It was just pretty amazing. Honestly, it's probably one of the coolest things we've ever taken our kids to do.
And once they got there, Matt says devastation was everywhere.
A lot of people's equipment was burned up in the fires. Their hay lots were completely demolished. Barns with tractors and equipment in them. And we got on a dirt road and went 8 miles down in this guy's hay lot to unload hay and witnessed firsthand, dead cattle laying everywhere and cattle standing there starving to death, burn up hay and equipment. You know, the tractor that unloaded our truck had fire damage on the front end of it. So very surreal moment for sure.
The response to the fires has been incredible, but unfortunately, those ranchers will need help for months to come.
And this thing's going to last for months and probably years. We delivered hay to one of the guys out there this weekend, and he told us that in 17, they cubed cattle for 19 months straight after that fire. And so that just gives you an idea how big this is going to be. And then on the way home, they also said it's not just the cattle getting affected, it's wildlife. There's deer roaming around looking for things to eat. So we're going to try to gather up some stuff for that and haul it out this weekend as well.
That's Matt and Shelby Baugh of Gainesville in North Texas. If you'd like to make a monetary donation to help burned-out ranchers in the Panhandle, you can contribute to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. Just go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund button at the top of the page. I'm Kerry Martin on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
The production of beef on dairy calves has been good for dairies. James Hunt has that story.
About 7 years ago, many dairy farmers, looking to enhance the value of the calves they sell into the beef industry, began experimenting with crossbreeding dairy cows and beef bulls. And with beef on dairy calves now selling at very strong prices these days, Darren Turley of the Texas Association of Dairymen says a very beneficial new source of revenue has been developed.
Dairy industry in general had a poor value for its beef calves. Our heifers were used, of course, to replace our dairy herd and grow dairy herd, so they had a value that stayed relatively consistent, but we didn't need that many beef animals. And so as we've changed technologies over the years and now see the development of this new market, we're breeding most of our milking cows now to a beef cross and having a beef dairy cross animal to go into the beef stream.
And just as the production of beef on dairy calves has been good for dairies, Darren Turley says the beef industry is also getting a boost.
With all the feedlots here in the Panhandle that are around our dairies, we're able to have a consistent part of their market as we're having calves every day on dairy farms, and we're able to consistently provide them a supply of calves that they don't have to go across the country and find.
According to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association, beef on dairy crossbreds now represent about 16 to 18% of the cattle in our region's feed yards. Now, before we close, here's a reminder about providing relief to producers impacted by the wildfires in the Texas Panhandle. Texas Farm Bureau has established a special fund. If you would like to make a donation to help our farmers and ranchers, go to the Texas Farm Bureau website. That's texasfarmbureau.org. I'm James Hunt on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
Youth from across Texas and beyond are in Houston this week, competing for scholarships at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tom Nicoletti joins us with more.
For today's program, we go to Houston and the Livestock Show and Rodeo that is well underway. Carl Hengst is my guest. He is director of livestock competition. And Carl, the show down there in the largest city in Texas, which is also hosting the largest livestock show and rodeo in the state, runs through March the 17th. But certainly the competition with youngsters bringing in their animals and their livestock is of utmost importance. Talk about how things are going and why it is important for the livestock show to have this competition year in and year out.
It's very important. The Western heritage and the traditions and the education that our livestock programs brings to the youth of Texas is very important to us as an organization and to the ag industry for that matter.
The youngsters taking care of their animals and having a good work ethic, and then of course competition leading to the scholarships, very, very important to them.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. So in all of our junior market shows, we have auctions for all those. So there's a large number of kids that make it into those junior auctions. Roughly 420 market steer exhibitors, 664 of our market barrow exhibitors, about 300 of our lamb exhibitors. A large number of kids that make our auctions. It's roughly about 25% of our arrivals at each of the shows. And there's premiums for each of those kids that make the auction. And then, of course, we have scholarships as well that exhibitors can apply for as their seniors. We have 30 scholarships that are strictly for exhibitors in the livestock shows or horse shows. There are 70 scholarships that go to the 4-H program and 70 that go to FFA. And those are all $20,000 scholarships.
That is Carl Hengst. He is director of livestock competition at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I'm Tom Nicoletti at the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has removed a provision in its climate disclosure rule that could have hurt American farmers and ranchers. Wednesday, the SEC announced it removed Scope 3 reporting requirements from the final climate disclosure rule. The provision, had it been included, would have required public companies to report greenhouse gas emissions of their supply chain. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, the rule would have required extensive reporting on Scope 3 emissions, which are the emissions from a company's supply chain, like farms, and not the company itself. AFBF says the provision would have created burdensome data gathering and reporting requirements for farms selling into supply chains and forced the disclosure of private information. After learning of the initial proposal, Farm Bureau members sent almost 20,000 messages to the SEC and to Capitol Hill, sharing how Scope 3 reporting would affect their farms, as farmers provide almost every raw product that goes into the food supply chain. Farm Bureau said regulations intended for Wall Street should not extend to America's family farms. AFBF President Zippy Duval thanked the SEC for removing the requirement and said farmers are committed to protecting the natural resources they've been entrusted with, and they continue to advance climate-smart agriculture but cannot afford to hire compliance officers just to handle SEC reporting requirements. Duval said that is especially true for small farms that would have likely been squeezed out of the supply chain. AFBF is urging California to follow the SEC's lead by withdrawing its Scope 3 reporting requirement for any company doing business in the state. Researchers have evaluated dietary starch in dairy diets and the link to inflammation in cattle. Texas veterinarian Dr. Bob Judd will have more on that coming up on Texas Ag Today.
These stories plus a look at the markets are straight ahead on Texas Ag Today.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Visit Texas Farm Bureau Insurance today at tfbinsurance.com to find an agent who's there when you need them most. Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Wildfires have devastated Texas ranches, burning millions of acres of rangeland, destroying buildings and fences, and killing thousands of cattle. You can help by donating to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. To make a tax-deductible donation, go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red Wildfire Relief Fund button at the top of the page. 100% of every dollar you donate will go directly to a Texas rancher to help them rebuild. Go to texasfarmbureau.org to donate.
We're bringing you the latest news in Texas agriculture on Texas Ag Today.
Is there a link between dietary starch in dairy cattle diets to inflammation in cattle? Texas veterinarian Dr. Bob Judd joins us with more.
Michigan State researchers reported in Bovine Veterinarian that feeding cereal grains high in fermentable starch is an effective method of delivering energy in lactating dairy rations. However, feeding these rations to ruminants can be tedious, as unlike monogastric animals, such as pigs, ruminants walk a fine line in their ability to utilize these feedstuffs without causing digestive issues. The researchers indicated in Bovine Veterinarian that an abrupt increase in grain to 20% or more of dietary dry matter induced a drop in rumen pH and caused ruminal acidosis, which was used to measure markers of inflammation, like lipopolysaccharides and acute phase proteins. One study involved removing forage from the diet and a 20% protein barley wheat pellet, and the grain added greatly increased the amount of lipopolysaccharide and acute phase proteins, indicating inflammation increased. The problem with these diets is due to acidosis in the rumen, and multiple studies have taken rumen fluid from cows with acidosis and infused it directly in the abomasum by passing the rumen, and no change occurred. Even abruptly switching from alfalfa hay to pelleted alfalfa caused a drop in rumen pH similar to that of feeding grain, although the changes in the rumen were not the same. The presence of the bacteria E. coli in the rumen was significantly increased with grain feeding, and this indicates the severity of acidosis. Alfalfa pellets did not increase markers of inflammation, and there is little evidence that feeding higher starch diets to fresh cows increases systemic inflammation. So feeding diets that are less than 30% starch to lactating dairy cows in chronic fashion does not contribute to systemic inflammation.
I'm Dr. Bob Judd, and this is the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.
The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is underway. Tom Nicoletti and Harvey Buring join us with more.
We go to Houston now and catch up with Harvey Buring at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. where Harvey, on an annual basis, does public address announcements at the various livestock shows there at the largest livestock show in the state of Texas. The livestock show, which began February 27th, runs through March the 17th. And Harvey, how have those livestock shows been going at this point?
Really been doing well, Tom. We've had great weather for the first 2 weeks of the show, and supposed to be some little scattered showers, but that one will not slow down the intensity of this show because of the magnitude of the NRG Center and everything being under one big roof here at the livestock show. This week, we've had a great lamb and goat show. The steer show will be taking place during the final week of the show, and that is always a tremendous event, good for the young people of the state of Texas. As you well know, a tremendous scholarship program.
Yes, let's talk about the advantages that youth receive from showing their animals, taking care of them, and being there to compete in Houston.
Well, certainly throughout the year, it does instill in those young people the need to be responsible for a living being in their animal project. And anytime you can get young people inspired to be responsible for their duties and carry them out, and certainly livestock projects intensify that on a daily basis, and it's a direct correlation to how well that animal will be generally performing in the show ring as to the degree of work and care and training that it has received by the exhibitor.
That is Harvey Buring. He is reporting today from the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
We'll check the markets coming up next on Texas Ag Today.
Catastrophic wildfires have scorched over 1 million acres in the Texas Panhandle. Homes, barns, fences, and livestock have been lost. You can help farmers and ranchers who have been affected by these fires by donating to the Texas Panhandle Wildfire Relief Fund. 100% of all donations received go directly to farmers and ranchers impacted by these fires. To make a tax-deductible donation, go to texasfarmbureau.org and click the red Wildfire Relief Fund button at the top of the page.
Sometimes you love them, sometimes you cuss them. Here's a look at the markets on Texas Ag Today.
Live cattle traded lower on Friday despite support from the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report issued by USDA Friday. The report says that for 2024, cattle prices are forecast higher for all quarters based on recent prices and firm demand for fed cattle. April live cattle down $1.12 to $187.60. June live cattle down $1.17 to $183.42. Feeder cattle followed live cattle and traded lower on Friday despite good demand. March feeder cattle down $1.82 to $249.20. April feeder cattle down $2.20 to $254.10. Boxed beef was higher Friday, choice up 35 cents to $306.96. Select up 63 cents to $296.89. Now let's check those livestock auctions. We're walking the pens with Larry Marble.
My guest, Jody Fry, producers in Cargyle, San Angelo. Jody, how was your Thursday sale?
Only 610 head this week. Better quality steers, 400 to 600 pounds from 250 all the way up to a high of near 360, mostly 270 to 315. Heifer calves, 400 to 600 pounds. Better quality heifer calves, 225 to a high of 335, mostly 240 to 285. Slaughter cows, average to high yielding, 85 to 107. Still some of those highest yielding slaughter cows from 108 to a high of 126. Thin or very low yielding cows, just a few of those from 65 to 80. Slaughter bulls, average to high yielding 105 to 125. Just like it was last week, some of the highest yielding slaughter bulls from 126 all the way up to a high of 146. Bred cows and 2 year olds, a few medium to heavy bred cows, just single cows today from 1100 to 1900. Same way on the cow calf pairs, a few single average quality pairs, 1450 to a high of 2050.
What do you know for next week?
Man told me there's going to be a couple loads of lambs come in starting on Sunday, and I'm sure plenty of others to follow. So I would say at least 6,000 to 7,000 or more sheep and goats on Tuesday. Should bounce back from this cattle sale somewhat, maybe 700 to 800 head next Thursday sale.
Jody Fry, producers in Cargyle, tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
You bet. 325-653-3371. That's the office number. Mobile phones 234-7895.
Jody, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
As we look toward the cash cattle sales on Thursday, 182 to 186, USDA has the bulk of the prices 1 to 2 higher than last week. Neighbor, there's your meat moves through Thursday. Neighbor, it looks to me like that's it for this edition of Walking the Pens here on the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Larry Marble. That was Jody Fry. You're my neighbor. Good day.
Lean hogs traded mixed again on Friday. April lean hogs up 15 cents to $84.37. May lean hogs up 12 cents to $91.35. The pork production forecast released on Friday was higher on a rapid pace of slaughter in the first quarter, partially offset by lower weights. Block cheese fell 3.25 cents Friday to $1.46. Barrel cheese fell 5.75 cents to $1.48. In the WASDE report, USDA says that Class 3 milk prices are forecast higher on increased cheese prices. March Class 3 milk down a penny to $16.58. April Class 3 milk up 20 cents to $16.11. We saw triple-digit losses in the cotton market on Friday. Cotton was sharply lower to limit down. That after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released that WASDE report Friday. Global cotton production is forecast higher with increased consumption and lower ending stocks. May cotton down 400 points to 95.28. July cotton down 386 points to 93.92. December cotton down 135 points to 82.99. Corn traded higher Friday as USDA forecast global corn ending stocks at 2.4 million tons lower this month to 319.6 million tons. USDA also lowered the foreign corn production forecast. March corn up a quarter to 426 and a quarter. May corn up 1 3/4 to 439 and 3/4. September corn up 2 3/4 to 459 and a quarter. March hard red wheat up 13 3/4 to 608 and a half. May hard red wheat up 14 to 588 and 3/4. July hard red wheat up 13 1/4 to 574 and a quarter. April natural gas fell a penny Friday to $1.80. May natural gas down 2 cents to $1.92. April crude oil down 99 cents to $77.94. May crude oil down 89 cents Friday to $77.43 a barrel. The Dow rose 110 points Friday to 38,902. The S&P 500 was down 8 points to 5,149. And the NASDAQ fell 82 points to 16,191. Well, that wraps up our look at the markets, and that wraps up this edition of Texas Ag Today. We hope you join us next time for the latest news in Texas agriculture. I'm Jessica Domel, and I hope to see you then.
Thanks for joining us for Texas Ag Today. Be sure to follow the Texas Ag Today podcast, found wherever you listen to podcasts. For more Texas farm and ranch news, check out our website at texasfarmbureau.org or tfbradio.com. Texas Ag Today is a production of the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network.